Kentucky and was physically pushed by several white men. One of them was a guy who was on his way to an advanced program for the Marines, who has since been kicked out of that program.
And that's
the students from Valdosta College,
right.
Who were crying because they got pushed out of the. They weren't protesting. They were just black.
They were silent.
Well, the woman who was pushed should never have been pushed. There's no excusing that. Absolutely. But here's the thing: just because one of your supporters does something egregious, it's not a reflection on you. Just because the Black Panther showed up at polling booths to bully people when Obama was running, that's not a reflection on Obama. You can't help the people who show up on your behalf.
So I hope that you didn't just make that connection, Kaylee.
You absolutely can.
No, you can't, because Donald Trump has been egging his supporters on to do this. They get a call at the beginning or a rallying call at the beginning of every rally.
He did not say to his supporters, "Please push that woman."
Because they actually tell them beforehand how to handle protesters. There was a Muslim woman who was spat upon walking out just because she had on a hijab. Like, you have to understand that this is a real problem and it's very dangerous, and your candidate has to tone down some of this rhetoric.
He said that guy should have been punched. He said it was great when they used to take people out on stretchers. In Vermont, he said, don't give them their coats back on a freezing night. He has repeatedly egged on these people in his rally.
Kelly, couldn't he say, if he wanted to, you know, from the stage, tone it down, guys? I don't know that the answer is going to tone down his rhetoric in terms of